कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जनरंजन। यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन। यमुनातीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे। कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 वर्स नंबर 11। श्री बादरायणीर उवाच कर्मणा कर्म निराहारो नहि अत्यंतिकैष्यते अविद्वाद अधिकारात्वात् प्रायश्चितं विमर्शनम्। कर्मणा कर्म निर्हारो नहि अत्यंतिकैष्यते अविद्वाद अधिकारित्वात् प्रायश्चितं विमर्शनम्। कर्मणा कर्म निर्हारो न हि अत्यन्तिकैष्यते अविद्वात् अधिकारित्वात् प्रायश्चित्तं विमर्शनम्। qualche maniera. कर्मणा कर्म निर्हारो नहि अत्यन्तिकैष्यते यत् अधिकारित्वा प्रायश्चित्तं विमर्शनम्. श्री बादरीना उवाच कर्मणा कर्म निर्हार नयत्यन्तिकैष्यते अधिकारित्वा प्रायश्चित्तं विमर्शनम्. श्री बादरायिनः बादरायिनीः उवाच. सुखदेव गोस्वामी द सन ऑफ व्यासदेव रिप्लाइड कर्मणा बाय फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज कर्म निर्हारः काउंटरेक्शन ऑफ फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज न नॉट ही इंडीड अत्यंतिकः फाइनल इष्यते बिकम्स पॉसिबल अविद्वात अधिकारत्वात फ्रॉम बीइंग विदाउट नॉलेज प्रायश्चित्तम रियल अटोनमेंट विमर्शनम फुल नॉलेज ऑफ वेदांत. ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. सुखदेव गोस्वामी द सन ऑफ वेदव्यास आंसर्ड My dear king, since acts meant to neutralize impious actions are also fruitive, they will not release one from the tendency to act fruitively. Persons who subject themselves to the rules and regulations of atonement are not at all intelligent. Indeed, they are in the mode of darkness. Unless one is freed from the mode of ignorance, trying to counteract one action through another is useless because this will not uproot one's desires. Thus, even though one may superficially seem pious, he will undoubtedly be prone to act impiously. Therefore, real atonement is enlightenment in perfect knowledge, Vedant, by which one understands the Supreme Absolute Truth. Purport. The Guru, Sukhdev Goswami, has examined Parikshit Maharaj, and it appears that King has passed one phase of the examination by rejecting the process of atonement because it involves fruitive activities. Now Sukhdev Goswami is suggesting the platform of speculative knowledge. Progressing from Karmakanda to Jnanakanda, he is proposing Prayaschittam Vimarshanam. Real atonement is full knowledge. Vimarshana refers to the cultivation of speculative knowledge. In Bhagavad Gita, karmis who are lacking in knowledge are compared to asses. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7.15, न माम दुष्कृतनो मूढ़ा प्रपद्यन्ते नराधमा माया अपरित ज्ञान आसुरं भावं आश्रितः. दोज मिस्क्रियंट्स हु आर ग्रॉसली फुलिश लोवेस्ट अमंग मैनकाइंड हुज नॉलेज इज स्टोलन बाय इल्यूजन एंड हु पार्टेक ऑफ द एथिस्टिक नेचर ऑफ डीमंस डू नॉट सरेंडर अन टू मी. दस कर्मीज हु इंगेज इन सिनफुल एक्ट्स एंड हु डू नॉट नो द ट्रू ऑब्जेक्टिव ऑफ लाइफ आर कॉल्ड मूढ़ाज एसेस. विमर्शन हावेवर इज ऑल्सो एक्सप्लेन्ड इन भगवद्गीता 15.15, where Krishna says, Vedeshya sarve raham eva vedyo. The purpose of Vedic study is to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one studies Vedanta but merely advances somewhat in speculative knowledge and does not understand the Supreme Lord, one remains the same mudha. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.19, one attains real knowledge when he understands Krishna and surrenders unto him, bahunam janmanamante jnanamam ma prapadyante. To become learned and free from material contamination, therefore one should try to understand Krishna, for thus one is immediately liberated from all pious and impious activities and their reactions. So today also there is verse number 12, so I will read the translation. My dear king, इफ अ डिजीज्ड पर्सन ईट्स अ प्योर अनकंटामिनेटेड फूड प्रिस्क्राइब्ड बाय अ फिजिशियन ही इज ग्रेजुअली क्योर्ड एंड द इन्फेक्शन ऑफ डिजीज कैन नो लॉन्गर टच हिम. सिमिलरली इफ वन फॉलोज द रेगुलेटरी प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ नॉलेज ही ग्रेजुअली प्रोग्रेसेस टूवर्ड्स लिबरेशन फ्रॉम मटेरियल कंटामिनेशन. परपोर्ट, वन इज ग्रेजुअली प्योरिफाइड इफ वन कल्टिवेट्स नॉलेज इवन थ्रू मेंटल स्पेकुलेशन and strictly follows the regulatory principles enjoined in the Shastras and explained in the next verse. Therefore, the platform of jnana, speculative knowledge, is better than the platform of karma, fruitive action. There is every chance of falling from the platform of karma to hellish conditions. But on the platform of jnana, one is saved from hellish life, although one is still not completely free from infection. The difficulty is that on the platform of jnana, one thinks that he has been liberated from and has become Narayan or Bhagavan. This is another phase of ignorance. Yanya arvindaksha vimuktamaninas tvay astabhava avishuddha buddhaya aruya krichrena parampadam tatha patanti adha anadata yushmadangraha. Bhagavatam 10.2.32. Because of ignorance, one speculatively thinks himself liberated from material contamination, although actually he is not. Therefore, even if one rises to Brahma Jnana, understanding of Brahman, one nevertheless falls down because of not taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Nonetheless, jnanis at least know what is sinful and what is pious, and they very cautiously act according to the injunctions of the Shastras. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा. सो this is the section of Ajamila, and previous to this Parikshit Maharaj and Sudeva Goswami discussed about hellish planets, and so as a compassionate devotee, Parikshit Maharaj asks what can be done for them. So he is asking what all paths are available. So Sudeva Goswami, as though testing his student, first gave the solution of karma kanda or fruity activities. So he said that if you do atonement as prescribed in the shastras, it actually counteracts all the sinful activities. And it is said that Parikshit Maharaj passed the first test. He said that this is just like an elephant taking a bath. The tendency of elephant is that after taking a bath, it will roll in the dust and again become contaminated. So the tendency does not go away. So Parikshit Maharaj indirectly rejects it and says that this should not work, this won't work. Then Sukadeva Goswami speaks of jnana. In this verse he speaks that actually jnana is superior to fruitive activities. Fruitive activity is more or less like mindlessly following certain rules and regulations without knowing why they have been given. So Prabhupada writes about them as mudhas. Prabhupada says they are also asses. He says just a superficial knowledge or speculative knowledge or blindly following some process which is said to be atonement is actually not very intelligent. So Prabhupada says that if somebody is following that, if you have this kind of problem, you have to have this kind of solution. He does not actually try to go deep into it. Why I am suffering. So just like Sanatan and Rupa Goswami asked ki kyami jare tapatre. So why I am suffering in this material world and why am I affected by threefold miseries. So if this is not the attitude of a person and he just keeps on mindlessly following the karma kanda sections in the Vedas, actually he is considered as a muda or as Prabhupada says. And even jnana, if it does not inquire about the ultimate truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada quotes here, 15.15 ఈ సేస్ వేదేశ్చ సర్వే రహమేవ వేద్యో. సో అల్టిమేట్లీ ద వేదిక్ నాలెడ్జ్ షుడ్ లీడ్ వన్, దట్స్ ద అల్టిమేట్ గోల్ ఈజ్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. సో ఇఫ్ దాట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ద ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ద పర్సన్ డస్ నాట్ స్ట్రైవ్ టిల్ దెన్, హీ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో కన్సిడర్డ్ యాజ్ ఇన్ఫీరియర్. సో ప్రభుపాద్ గివ్స్ ద హైయెస్ట్ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ట్రూ నాలెడ్జ్. సో హియర్ ద జ్ఞాన వాట్ దే ఆర్ స్పీకింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఈజ్ బేసికలీ ఎంపెరికల్ నాలెడ్జ్ మోర్ లైక్ దాట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ ఇంపర్సనలిస్ట్. సో ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ద బాడీ, ఐఎమ్ ద సోల్. సో దాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ప్రభుపాద్ సేస్ దాట్ ఇట్ కెన్ సేవ్ వన్ ఫ్రమ్ హెలిష్ కండిషన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, బట్ నాట్ నెసరీ ఇట్ విల్ క్యూర్ ద టెండెన్సీ టు సిన్, అండ్ దాట్స్ వై దిస్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో కన్సిడర్డ్ యాజ్ ఇన్ఫీరియర్. అండ్ ప్రభుపాద్ ఆల్సో రైట్స్ దట్ మేబీ సమ్ పర్సన్ ఇఫ్ హీ కంటిన్యూస్ విత్ హిస్ సర్చ్ ఇన్ ది స్పెక్యులేటివ్ వే, హీ మే రీచ్ ద అల్టిమేట్ గోల్, బహునాం జన్మనామంతే జ్ఞానవాన్ మాం ప్రపద్యంతే, అండ్ హీ మే అండర్స్టాండ్ వాసుదేవ్ సర్వం ఇది, బట్ దెన్ ఇట్ టేక్స్ మెనీ లైఫ్ టైమ్స్. సో ప్రభుపాద్ అగైన్ సేస్ దట్ జ్ఞాన ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ అండ్ ఇట్ టేక్స్ మెనీ బర్త్స్ అండ్ స్పెక్యులేటివ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ ఈవెన్ ఇన్ఫీరియర్. సో ప్రభుపాద్ కోట్స్ ద వర్స్ దాట్ నమాం దుష్కృతనో మూడా ప్రపద్యంతే నరాధమ, అండ్ ఈక్వేట్స్ ద స్పెక్యులేటివ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ద పీపుల్ విత్ స్పెక్యులేటివ్ నాలెడ్జ్ విత్ మూడాస్ ఆర్ యాజెస్. సో టూ ఆర్ త్రీ టైమ్స్ ఈ కోర్స్ దాట్ ఇన్ ద పర్పోర్ట్. సో ప్రభుపాద వే ఆఫ్ టెలింగ్ ఈజ్ జ్ఞాన ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ గుడ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ లీడ్స్ టు డివోషన్. సో దేర్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివిటీస్, సమ్ లీడ్ టు ఫ్రూటీ రిజల్ట్స్, పయస్ అండ్ ఇంపయస్ యాక్టివిటీస్, సమ్ విల్ యాక్చువల్లీ గివ్ యూ సమ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ పీస్ఫుల్ ఆర్ బ్రహ్మన్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ రియలైజేషన్, బట్ దాట్ నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ యాక్చువల్లీ టేక్స్ అస్ క్లోజర్ టు కృష్ణ, ప్రభుపాద్ సేస్ దాట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ రిక్వైర్డ్. సో దీస్ ఇంటర్మీడియట్ స్టెప్స్ ప్రభుపాద్ రైట్స్ దే ఆర్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్ఫీరియర్. దెన్ సో దిస్ జ్ఞానకాండ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ అండర్స్టూడ్ దాట్ ద ప్రొసెస్ ఫర్ ద జ్ఞానీస్ ఈజ్ వెరీ స్ట్రైట్ ఫార్వర్డ్. సో జ్ఞానీస్ హ్యావ్ అ ప్రొసెస్ ఇన్ విచ్ దెర్ ఈస్ ఆస్టెరిటీ అండ్ దెర్ ఈస్ అ థియరీ. సో దియర్ థియరీ ఈజ్ దాట్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ ద బాడీ, యు ఆర్ ద సోల్. సో దాట్ ఈస్ ద శాస్త్రిక్ థియరీ దే రీడ్. అండ్ దియర్ ఆస్టెరిటీ ఈజ్ దాట్ దే విల్ డూ డిఫరెంట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ పోస్టర్స్, దే విల్ ఫాలో డిఫరెంట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఆస్టెరిటీస్ ఆఫ్ బాడీ, దే విల్ కంట్రోల్ దేర్ టంగ్, దే విల్ కంట్రోల్ దేర్ డయట్. దీస్ ఆర్ దియర్ ఆస్టెరిటీస్. సో బై డూయింగ్ ఆస్టెరిటీస్ దే రియలైజ్ దట్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఐ ఎమ్ యాక్చువల్లీ స్టార్వింగ్ మై బాడీ, ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ హ్యాపీ. సో దే యాక్చువల్లీ రియలైజ్ దట్ హ్యాపీనెస్ డస్ నాట్ డిపెండ్ ఆన్ ద బాడీ. దట్ ఈస్ ద రియలైజేషన్ బై డూయింగ్ ద ప్రొసెస్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞాన. సో జ్ఞాన హ్యాజ్ అ ప్రొసెస్ ఆఫ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ హౌ యు ఆర్ నాట్ ద బాడీ, యు ఆర్ ద సోల్, దట్ దే యాక్చువల్లీ టార్చర్ దేర్ బాడీ ఇన్ వన్ వే యూ కెన్ సే. అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ యాక్చువల్లీ డూయింగ్ సో మెనీ ఆస్టెరిటీస్ ఆల్సో దే రియలైజ్ దట్ దే ఆర్ స్టిల్ హ్యాపీ, దే ఆర్ యాక్చువల్లీ నాట్ వెరీ మచ్ డిస్ట్రెస్డ్ ఈవెన్ బై డూయింగ్ ఆస్టెరిటీస్. సో దే రియలైజ్ దట్ ద హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇస్ నాట్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద బాడీ, సో ఇట్ ఈస్ సంథింగ్ డీపర్. సో దట్ ఈస్ ద లెవెల్ ఆఫ్ రియలైజేషన్ దట్ జ్ఞాని క్యాన్ రీచ్ ఇఫ్ హీ రీడ్స్ ద థియరీ యాజ్ వెల్ ఎస్ డస్ ద ప్రాక్టీస్ బోత్. బట్ దెన్ ద జ్ఞానీస్ ఇన్ ద మోడర్న్ వరల్డ్ ద ప్రభుపాద్ స్పీక్స్ అబౌట్ దెమ్, అబౌట్ హూమ్ ద ప్రభుపాద్ ఈస్ స్పీకింగ్ ఈస్ దే హ్యావ్ మోర్ ఆర్ లెస్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇన్ ద మటీరియల్ రీమ్. ద నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ద మ్యాటర్ ఈస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ యాజ్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇన్ఫీరియర్ నాలెడ్జ్. దెన్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ సెపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ మ్యాటర్ ఈస్ స్లైట్లీ హయ్యర్, బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ యాజ్ ఇంపర్సనల్ నాలెడ్జ్. అండ్ దెన్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఈస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ యాజ్ ద హయెస్ట్. సో ఇట్ లీడ్స్ టు లా ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ అల్టిమేట్లీ వెన్ యూ టేక్ ద షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ అ గురు. సో జ్ఞాన్ ఈస్ టు బి డిఫరెన్షియేటెడ్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ ప్రాక్టీస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞాన్. సో దేర్ ఆర్ మెనీ ప్లేసెస్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత ఆల్సో వేర్ ద జ్ఞాన్ ఈస్ డిస్కస్డ్. సో దేర్ ఈస్ వన్ వర్స్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత వేర్ దే ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ ద హైరార్కీ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞాన్. So the first thing is that they say that the highest thing is mayeva mana adatso may buddhi nivesha niveshasya mayeva atha urdhvam na samshaya. So Krishna is saying that actually the highest thing to attain is you actually invest your mind and intelligence in me and you ultimately come back to me. There is no doubt in this. Then he says that if that is not possible, you do some kind of abhyasa. So in order to invest your mind and intelligence in me. Then he says that if that is not possible, you do some kind of karma for me. And finally he says that even if that is not possible, you should give up the fruit of activities for some good cause. And there is a final verse which says, Shreyo hi jnana abhyasat jnana dhyan visishtate. So this verse actually speaks of jnana in a very different way. It speaks that jnana is actually inferior to meditation, but actually meditation is inferior to karma phala tyaga. So that's what Prabhupada writes in the purport. So there is different understanding of this verse. So the jnana and the meditation which they are speaking of in this verse are not the devotional aspects. These are more like speculative knowledge. You are frustrated by the material world. You try to understand what is the cause of my suffering. You meditate on it. And ultimately, you give up the fruits of activities. And that is the time when actually you begin your devotional path after that. So Prabhupada says that this is a stepwise approach. And we usually don't recommend it in Kali Yuga. So this is very inferior path of actually attaining perfection. And in Uddhava Gita, also Krishna is speaking of jnana to Uddhava. So Uddhava is asking, what is the best kind of yajna? What is the best kind of practice for pleasing the demigods? Or what is the good karma? What is the bad karma? So different questions he is asking. These are scriptural questions he is asking. And Krishna answers them. So according to scriptures. And finally Krishna says that whether it is good or bad, it does not make a difference. All of them are useless queries. So it is actually not at all useful. So then Uddhava gets bewildered. He says that I am asking you perfectly shastric queries. So what is right and what is wrong? And you yourself have spoken in Shastra, what is right, what is wrong, what is to be done, what is not to be done. So how you are saying that this is useless? So Krishna says, if the goal is to reach me, all these things, do's and don'ts have some meaning. This is good and this is bad has meaning only if the goal is to reach me. If you are speaking in terms of material good or bad, actually everything is useless. And then he speaks a higher principle. He says actually the knowledge of the process of bhakti, how to reach me. So in Bhagavad Gita there are 20 items of knowledge. And Prabhupada translates them as the process of acquiring knowledge. Does not say that these are the elements of knowledge. He says that it is the process of knowledge. And this knowledge is actually nothing but the path which will bring you closer to devotional service, perfection in devotional service. So that is the knowledge of process of devotional service. And there is a further step in knowledge. The knowledge that the knowledge of Lord's form, Lord's beauty, and Lord's pastimes. And Krishna says that the highest devotees, the gopis, they actually do not have so much knowledge. They actually are attracted to me and they have my attraction for my personal beauty and my qualities. So that is also an understanding of knowledge in a sense that the knowledge of personal attributes of Krishna, that is also knowledge. But the Krishna says that this knowledge is superior to all other knowledges we discussed till now. So this is in one sense telling the process of knowledge is like a sadhana bhakti. And actually getting attracted to Krishna and his qualities is like a person who has become a raganuga bhakta. So Krishna says that all these knowledge become useless if you develop attraction to me. So there is no other use of any knowledge that we discussed till now. So Krishna closes that discussion with this final statement that knowledge of me and attraction to me because of that is the ultimate goal. So all other processes of knowledge are actually not useful after that. So the jnana which Prabhupada is saying, speaking of in this section, is just the basic knowledge. A person who is artho artho arti, the person who is distressed in this world, he may sometimes inquire, why I am suffering? And he may try to search around, so if there is some solution. So that knowledge, Prabhupada says, is very difficult to, that means it is very difficult to reach Krishna by this kind of knowledge. It takes many lifetimes. And that's why Prabhupada actually speaks against it, that and this is not the right way. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also in this section speaks about how the sin, there are stages of sin. So there is a seed stage, there is a immature stage of sin, then there is a mature stage, and there is a sin when it gives fruit. So all stages of sin actually can be destroyed only by the path of bhakti. Even jnana, even if it destroys ignorance, the tendency or the proclivity to do sin does not go away. It is described that if you burn a plant completely, the roots may still be there, and as soon as a favorable situation arises, it will grow again. And that's why even jnana is considered as inferior, because it cannot destroy the proclivity to sin. It is called kuta. Kuta is a tendency to sin again and again, despite actually destroying the ignorance with the help of jnana or superior knowledge. So that's why this section is actually discussing that jnana is inferior to bhakti. So further in this section, the discussion goes on, and even jnana is rejected, and then finally Sukadeva Goswami speaks of devotional service to Supreme Lord, and then Parikshit Maharaj agrees to it, that this is the proper kind of solution to all kind of sufferings. And it is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also says at one place, how does jnana help? So if I am suffering now, does the knowledge help me in my suffering currently, or it is something which I will attain after I perfect the process? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pa says that if you cultivate some knowledge, actually even that knowledge will reduce your suffering which is current. So you will understand why you are suffering, and you will not actually get frustrated and lament so much. But it is not just that. Knowledge also actually prevents from you getting into ignorance again, if you actually keep on cultivating it more and more. So he gives an example of somebody who is sick and he is following some diet. So he says that proper diet will actually help you to get out of the disease easily. But if you continue the proper diet, you will also not get diseased again. So it is not that the knowledge is completely useless, but then it does not make the path to ultimate goal very easy. So Prabhupada also writes a pitfall. He says that sometimes a jnani may become so self-satisfied that he may think that I have already become liberated. So aruhya krishna pa. So Prabhupada says that he actually thinks that he has become vimukta. He has become liberated. And sometimes he may identify himself with the Supreme Lord also in impersonal understanding. And Prabhupada says that this is very dangerous. So this is the last layer of Maya. So jnana, actually, though beneficial, perfection of jnana can sometimes divert the person to something which is very dangerous, the impersonal understanding, and that I myself am the Supreme. And that's why Prabhupada, at every point where the jnana is mentioned, he actually tries to cut it off. He does not discuss it in details. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that jnana has some advantages. But Prabhupada says this knowledge is absolutely not needed. The knowledge that is needed is that Vasudevam Sarvamiti, Vedeshya Sarve Raham Eva Vedyo. So at the end of all inquiry, you should understand that Lord Krishna, Vasudev, is the all in all, and that is the supreme goal. After that, whatever we do is considered as a progress towards devotional service. It becomes a part of bhakti. So the goal has to be clear before we start anything. Okay. So the clarity in the goal is stressed by Prabhupada in each and every purport. So wherever Prabhupada writes any purport, he always speaks of the same thing, that you should always keep the goal. It is not a problem with jnana. If the jnana is actually oriented towards Krishna, it is devotional service. Even if you do some activity, karma, if it is oriented towards service of Krishna, it is actually again devotional service only. So ultimate thing is, the goal has to be clear. The processes, all kind of processes actually ultimately converge in devotional service only. So there is nothing to be distinguished between jnana, karma and other paths, if goal is clear in the mind of the person who is practicing. So goal is Krishna. So that is the discussion. So last time also, Tarun Nidai Prabhu was giving an example of sword which was dangling in the assembly, where they were actually taking food. So they had given a big feast and the sword is dangling in the assembly. And that sword could fall down on the head of anybody at any time. And then he asks after the feast, so how did they feel? So how was the feast? And the people there answer that they hardly understood what was the taste. They actually hurried and finished the feast somehow and they escaped from that place. So Janak Maharaj is telling that this is how I actually do all the activities in my life. Actually, I am always aware, I am always focusing on the lotus feet of Lord. And therefore, though I am interacting with so many things, they are just, I am doing the needful. As soon as I finish it, I actually become detached from that. I try to escape from that place again. And I do not even taste that thing. I do not have sense enjoyment also. So my senses are also not attached to that thing, because he is always fixed onto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So this actually is not so difficult to understand. So in last lecture also he explained about how addict people are, so addicted to so many things, and how it is difficult to give up addiction. But as soon as a person comes to devotional service, many of the addictions go away without trying too much. So the tea, coffee, which many people find very difficult to give up, those things also can be given up very easily, even without trying hard. And for these things, the de-addiction program and other things, the government and many agencies are spending a lot of money, and they are doing a lot of efforts. There are many organizations out there, but none of them are very successful. So it is just a superficial help. It works for some time and they again go back to the same habits. So as a doctor, I also had experience when I was treating the alcoholics. So alcoholics usually come to the ICU when they get the their belly is full of water. So because of liver failure, the final stage is that the water gets collected, the fluid gets collected in the abdomen, and they become very distressful. They could not breathe properly. They cannot clear their stomach. So they are very much distressed. So hellish kind of situation, and they come moaning, and we admit them. We actually put a needle in the stomach, we drain the water, and they feel relieved. So when they are suffering, they repeatedly tell us, we will not do this again, we will not do this again. But as soon as they are discharged, they again take a lot of alcohol, they again come with the same bumbling. So even the fear of death cannot make them give up their bad habits. They have seen how much suffering is there when they actually come in the ICU. We actually put them through many procedures. We also convince them that how it is wrong. We also give them knowledge. We give them jnana, that how alcohol actually damages the liver, how it is also deteriorating your health. And they understand at that time. And when they go back, they again do the same thing. So senses are so strong. But I have seen many people can give all the bad habits once they actually connect to devotional service, even in the beginning itself. Even in the beginning stages of devotional service, many of the bad habits go away very easily. And this is actually miraculous for somebody who has seen both the sides. So I have seen many people in the ICU, and I have seen many people after coming to devotional service. So for me, it is a very miraculous thing, that for us to read in the scriptures and to actually see how it works. So it is nothing less than a miracle. So, even at material level, if you see, devotional service has many useful things, and morally also people get elevated just by the beginning stages of devotional service, for which the government has is doing so many things, putting up so many rules and regulations, and so many legal agencies are around, but it does not help. So once a person comes to devotional service, all the things get automatically adjusted. So Prabhupada used to say that Krishna conscious people are perfect gentlemen. So that is, even in the beginning, a person becomes like that. What is the goal for the materialist? And that is the beginning stage of devotional service. So we should actually understand and appreciate what we have got. So once a person goes out in the material world, he actually suddenly realizes that the devotional service was very good. Because material world is completely different kind of place. Means we just cannot imagine the sufferings of the people outside, unless we actually go out. So, anybody has any question? So all kind of any kind of addiction or any bad habit, if you try to diagnose it with some kind of external chemical testing or something, we will get. Obviously, there are some things which will detect that the dopamine is high, dopamine is low, serotonin is high, serotonin is low, and other things. The thing is that external symptoms can be suppressed by external measures also. So you can use some medicine so that the hormones and other things are balanced. The thing is, the tendency does not go away. The medicine actually works for a few days, and the body's desire to enjoy actually overwhelms it, and that's why you have to keep on increasing the dose, and finally it does not work. The medicine does not work finally. Because the disturbance in the hormones and the chemicals is ultimately a manifestation of something which is very deep. So the desires are stemmed into the subtle body, and those things are actually bringing about changes in the gross body. So you may actually control the changes in the gross body by something, but subtle body is always more powerful than the gross body. So it will actually overwhelm whatever solutions we bring up. And that's why these measures actually work for a few days. It is not they are completely useless. Just like we can just in the last class, there was an example of an elephant taking a bath. So an elephant taking a bath is a good thing, that he is clean for at least for some time. But if you keep the elephant continuously in the water, he will remain clean for a very long time. But the problem is that he cannot remain continuously in water. So he will have side effects of sitting in the water continuously. And that's why he has to come out, and after he comes out, he actually rolls in the sand again. So externally, the materialist can treat these things and actually try to solve it for some time, and it succeeds, but at a very big cost, and it does not sustain for long. It is like if somebody is actually, if a child wants to take something from the plate and the guest is being served, when the guest is being served, it is not a good etiquette that a child actually picks up something from the plate of a guest. But there is a way of making him obliged by actually, you can just shut the child in a room and lock it from outside when a guest comes. So that is one of the solutions. Another thing is that you can punish him. And another thing is that you can tell him that how it is wrong, But better than all of them is that you actually feed him beforehand when the guest is about to come. The thing is that if you don't have higher taste, the rules and regulations and force actually does not change the tendency. So that is the problem with the materialist way of thinking. It works, but does not work for long. So any more questions? ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय.